Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us, and always appreciate the many different contributors that come to our microphone from all the many different places that they are. But one of the places that I love getting a great deal of insight from is the Federalist. Their staff of writers and contributors and kind of extended family are all people that are really fighting the good fight, but they're doing it from the most intellectually honest reporting that you will find anywhere. And Jordan Boyd is no exception to that. She's one of the newer people there, but she's no exception to that. She rejoins us. Jordan, always a pleasure to have you. And some people may remember you were on the show as Jordan Davidson at one point in time. So congrats on the nuptials, and we appreciate you coming on back.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. I've been hearing about this horrific story coming out of Boston, and I think there's been a lot of media that have been running subterfuge for it and kind of preventing the story from being told. But what is happening at the Boston Children's Hospital in Boston right now?
So the Boston's Children's Hospital was recently discovered to have been not just promoting the mutilation of healthy kids who are struggling with gender identity or, you know, even just problems related to their mental health, but they're actually providing surgeries and mutilation to children's very healthy, very intact, very normal sexual organs under the guise of, you know, gender affirming care. And obviously this is something that has come to the forefront in U.S. American politics and culture recently, and for the right reasons. I mean, it's really awful what's happening. It's terrible that a children's hospital is promoting this for minors who frankly don't have the mental capacity to understand what's going on, to consent to these procedures, or even, you know, undergo them safely. I mean, it is just insane.
These are procedures that are irreversible, and you know, people that are being operated on are of an age where they're not even fully developed, sexually speaking, as of yet. Is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, these procedures, some of them include, you know, lopping off genitals or adding things in places where they weren't before. They can lead to a lot of problems. And some of those include sexual dysfunction, infertility for men and women, cardiac events, cancer, and even among a lot of people who undergo these, transition regret, something where they say, man, I wish I hadn't done that, but now I can't undo it. I will never get that piece of me back.
How did it come to the spotlight that this hospital was doing it? And I'm assuming that they have to act on someone's permission to do these surgeries. Are these parents that are pushing the kids to get them?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the Boston Children's Hospital operates on a two-stand operation here, and in saying that, you know, we're going to promote this. So they have this video series with more than 90 videos promoting this ideology and pushing it on children and families. You know, there's kind of titles that are supposed to look good but are not, talking about how to affirm your LGBT child. And yes, in a lot of cases, the parents are asked to consent to these operations, to these surgical procedures, to this mutilation. And when the parents consent, the children undergo them. And a lot of times, you know, the Boston Children's Hospital doesn't have material that explains what kind of damage this is doing to children, not just physically, but also mentally.
What do we know about the general numbers of people that go through these procedures and the regret they face?
I mean, we know that not everyone is happy afterwards. I think a big talking point that's wielded by this movement, by this ideology, and even by people like the Biden administration is that this is good for children. This is going to protect them from what they say are really dangerous levels of suicide rates. But the people who undergo these kinds of surgeries, this mutilation, they don't necessarily see better results on the other side. As a matter of fact, like I mentioned earlier, they oftentimes have regret. They say, oh, did I make the right decision? And that's adults who are saying that. Can you imagine children who are pushed into this by their parents or pushed into it because their parents have locked in on propaganda from this children's hospital, who come out on the other side and say, man, I wish my parents hadn't done that to me. I wish those people at that children's hospital hadn't done that to me.
I hope that Boston Children's Hospital is being held accountable, at least in the future. I want more people to know about it and to speak up. Is there any direct response that is being focused at the hospital right now?
I think, you know, the hospital is definitely feeling some blowback, some outrage from people who have discovered this. They scrubbed some of their videos, including one talking about, quote, what happens during a gender-affirming hysterectomy. That's where they go into a minor woman, a minor girl, and take out the parts that are used to create babies in the future. Mm-hmm. And so they're facing backlash for that. They've taken down the bio of the woman, the doctor, who is featured in that video. So I think they're feeling the heat for sure. And that pressure needs to keep being applied because, frankly, these cosmetic procedures are being touted and wielded in not just hospitals, but also classrooms and other places yeah. where vulnerable children and parents are going to hear this and want to engage it.
Yeah. Jordan Boyd, great job over at the Federalist. Keep up the good work. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.